This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report, the USDA September quarterly grain stocks report. The market signaled tighter stocks when basis levels tightened pre-harvest. Commercials were looking hard for supply, adding early harvest premiums. USDA says that corn stocks were just 1.995 billion bushels on September 1st, 255 million below the average trade guess, and 125 million below the lowest trade estimate. That will figure nicely into lower carryover in updated balance sheets. There is one more big issue to be reconciled. USDA only has corn exports to China at 7 million metric ton, where there are already over 9 million metric ton, and they are just getting started. There are people very angry with the USDA over this. They are lowballing Chinese corn exports, which holds the market down so commercials could steal more grain from farmers at harvest. I recommended bidding these crops. The La Nina was confirmed as official. Weakness was just a correction with new highs already. More strength should be coming. On soybeans, USDA started by revising last year's crop 23 million bushel lower to 3.552 billion bushel. USDA says that soybean stocks were just 525 million bushel, which was 53 under the average trade guess. That will reduce the carry-in for the next marketing season a like amount. I believe that when China is done importing U.S. soybeans next year, that way we'll have drained our supply back down to 200 to 300 million bushel pipeline supply. The late start to planting in Brazil will mean a later beginning to the harvest there. La Nina will shorten up their crop too. That means China will get more soybeans from us before they get to Brazil's new harvest. Brazilian farmers are getting $12 for their soybeans. I want that for mine too. I'm serious. USDA rounded out bullish reports of wheat stocks at 2.159 billion bushel, 83 million under the average trade guess. They estimate the wheat harvest at 1.826 billion bushel, 15 million bushels under the trade average guess. It is still dry in Russia. It is now an official La Nina. I've told you that the Australian Bureau of Meteorology is the resident expert on ENSO. It takes a 90-day SOI of a positive 7 to have an official La Nina, a benchmark set by Iowa State University climatologist Elwin Taylor. The 90-day SOI is 7.38 Tuesday. Iowa is still very much in a drought, and a La Nina will make it difficult for us to recover by spring. First off, La Nina impacts South America. There's typically drought in Argentina and northeast Brazil in La Nina years. This is one of the reasons why I'm benning my 2020 crops. I think that there could be a good drought rally by spring. What was that thing that happened in Cleveland Tuesday night? It was no debate. It was a junkyard dog chewing off the leg of Old Yeller and even mauling the event handler. He probably scared everyone in the room. Instead of being drug or COVID tested, they all will need a test for rabies. There's no memorable, quote, no memorable moment, nothing historical in a good sense. They just took turns peeing on each other's legs, mostly at the same time. If you were looking for who was the meanest dog in the room, Donald J. Trump won hands down. A YouGov tracking poll after the debate said that Joe Biden did. If you were looking for who won on substance, I know that we all lost. Why in the world would they have any more of these? They just make us look stupid to the rest of the world. There was nothing said that night to give any confidence to any market that these two mutts are going to be able to fix any of the things that used to be future looming threats that are now turning into problems for our future instead of the next generations. Entitlement programs run out of money in this decade. Nothing was said about that. So we are all going to borrow more trillions so that this generation feels no financial discomfort. I think that they'll look back at my generation as the most selfish one ever. Climate change is a hoax because if it's not, we've screwed our planet. Everything being done now will only make our real problems worse, while nothing is being done to make them better. And they don't even talk about it. The markets want the gravy train to keep running, too. The stock market is not real in the sense that it is fundamentally supported by underlying economic support. It is up as a result of stimulus generated by tapping computer keys to create new money to keep the illusion going. No one wants to talk about the illusion other than to how to keep it going. That means they need to pass more stimulus and print more money. Cyberspace appears to have an infinite supply of cash that politicians can tap into. We are now living in their alternative truth. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.